You know what I hate? I hate when I go on Instagram or Twitter or maybe through some WhatsApp statuses and I'm there like scrolling or just like jumping through and I stumble upon a post that makes me feel like I'm not doing anything in life. Like I was not gifted with the looks. Father God, why? You know? Or I'm like 20 something and I haven't like gotten a home, ownership or any of those things, and I feel bad, but I know I'm not the only person. You feel bad sometimes, but you have to shout because I'm here with a word. I am here to remind you that God has you at the right place at the right time, and everything that you are supposed to have, you do have it, and it's for you to have a heart of thankfulness, to have a heart of acceptance with what you have, and to just trust and believe that when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen in your life. Like, you need not look on other persons. If you continue to do that, like, you're going to always be in the state of killing yourself, because hey, comparison, it really kills, and it's not healthy. It's legit not healthy. Like, that thing, it make you go into some mental abyss sometime. Like, you're just sad, like you no longer see the sense in living, because you're like, I'm supposed to have this and I don't. You can't go through life with that mindset. And like, even now we're in a pandemic and we might see people living their best life, though we really shouldn't, because we should be a bit more wise and so on. We might be pushed to be in a deeper state of sadness, but I'm just here to encourage that you should just hold to God's unchanging hand. He'll never stop blessing you as long as you stay in accordance to what He wants for you. And like, you know, one thing I'm looking on, we didn't bring nothing in this world. Like, legit, just our naked bodies. We didn't bring any currency, we didn't bring any riches, we come see everything. And based on the creation story, God created everything that we were supposed to have before we got it. And I believe that God orchestrated everything in our life that we're supposed to receive at the time that we're supposed to receive before we were even born. Like, that is significant. Our parents prepared for us as well. So you can look on it from the natural and the spiritual aspect. And with that said, I will say that we will get things from God because there has been preparation done for us. And we might feel like God isn't doing anything. And even in moments like that, when we do feel like that, we should just hold on to believing that He is in the preparation mode. And it's for us to just have a spirit of thankfulness. It's for us to not covet. And if it's a case where... And then the next thing that I will say that you should do, you should sow what you want. So if it's a case where you want blessing, then you sow blessing in the lives of other people. And by doing that, it will help you to not look on people's blessing and feel bad about what you have, because you know that you're helping to add. You know, that will give you a different boost. And there's something else that I wanted to say, but I don't remember. But yeah, comparison kills, and we shouldn't do that. It's not cool. It's legit not cool. So lose it. It doesn't look good on you, boo. Yeah, I don't know where that came from, but for real. Comparison kills. Let it go. Just let it go. Thank you for listening to my reel. And if it's a case where you were listening for the very first time, thank you again. Welcome to the Real Family. Hashtag It's Been Real. Nasanta signing out. So I just remembered what I was supposed to say, and it is this, that your journey is different from everybody else's journey. Despite it being similar to others, it will always be different. Your life is not somebody else's life to live, and vice versa. So I am not outside this time. I just live close to the road. Anyways, yeah, so the journey is different. And you need to bear that in mind. Like, your rewards will always be different. Your milestones will always be different. Your interest, and though you may feel like you're supposed to be living somebody else's life, their life is not yours to live. So get that into your head and live it, love it, and you will realize that you live a way better life. Like, way better, 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 better. And that's all I want for you to do. To just live your best life, which is the life that God designed for you. I believe that that's the best life. All right, so I'm done now. Why am I sounding so nasal? It's not corona. I hope, I pray it's not.